When General Motors announced its huge layoffs this week, it might have come as a surprise to anyone who'd caught the company's one-week-old ad campaign. It showed happy GM employees telling consumers how their employee discount on GM cars would soon be available to everyone. Was this just unfortunate timing? What happens when announcements from the board of directors or the CEO are different from the message the company's advertisers are trying to get across? Jonah Bloom is the executive editor of Advertising Age magazine and joins us now. Mr. Bloom, was this a blunder for GM? I take it the ads are still running.
The ads are still on. I certainly saw them immediately after a segment on Jon Stewart's Daily Show where he was criticizing GM for firing people and closing its plants.
So big mistake?
Yeah, I think it is a pretty big mistake. I'm sure there are plenty of people out there who feel that that campaign looks pretty callous alongside the corporate closures that they're talking about.
Do consumers think about that when they go buy their next car? How much does it matter to them? And do they notice it?
I think that consumers look for the best deal they can get on the car that they want. I don't think that necessarily the corporate policies and those kind of things factor in. But I do think that if GM's trying to play, as the Detroit automakers have done, off the kind of American loyalty kind of card and the fact that they are homegrown manufacturers, I think the fact that they're acting in a way which some might see as disloyal to their workers and disloyal to America may negate that kind of tactic.
Would there then be a cost to the company's bottom line from a mistake like this?
I think it's unlikely. It's very rare that we're going to sort of see that bigger hit on the bottom line. But I mean, certainly other companies have been criticized. The airlines have very strict policies now about avoiding advertising when there's news of a crash because they have upset families and so on. And Enron certainly didn't help itself when it carried on trying to sort of market itself in a very positive way while the media was starting to say, you know, this is a company in an awful lot of trouble. So I think there are examples of where this has hurt people. Would they go under simply because the sort of incongruity of the message? I don't think so. I don't think you're going to see that impact the bottom line that much.
You know, these companies are big marketing heads, presumably don't talk a lot with the big CEOs. But is there some way to keep this from happening?
Yeah, I mean, there is a way to keep this from happening. And we've seen it recently with both BP and Morgan Stanley, for example, have issued these diktats to the media owners, to the TV station, for example, that say, if there is negative news out there about our company, will you please pull all our advertising? At Advertising Age, I think we've actually commented on the fact that that's potentially a dangerous trend because it's almost like trying to control the nature of the editorial on one of these shows. But from their point of view, it's a way that they can avoid a sort of happy, positive ad running alongside a fairly grim news announcement.
Jonah Bloom is executive editor of Ad Age. Thank you.
Not at all. Thank you.